views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome once again to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. I hope that all of you are well. We are approaching the last show of April. I can't believe that. We just started April shows a little while ago. And with it being the last show of April, the Posse of Angels is rounding out this month's theme. With it being tax time, of course, this month's theme was all about abundance. And they're rounding out the show, this month's theme, with the show entitled Change Your Work to Your Passion. You know, everyone, with so many in the Conscious Awakened Collection, we're shifting our beliefs and our perceptions. They've dramatically changed in the way that we think about our work. Through sessions with me, clients have been able to release old programming, and they've become clear to see their lives, and they've allowed themselves not to become disempowered, not to compromise, and certainly not to settle for less. This realization has been the catalyst that has opened doors for them to honor and respect themselves when it comes to their lives, and especially in what they do, if you want to term that, in their work, in their jobs, and in their career. Now, as a result, they've made positive changes as they've left dishonoring jobs and made forward movement to do something that allows them to have creative expression, something which gives them joy, something which gives them a sense of fruition. Now think about it, listeners and viewers. What about you? What if you never had to work another day in your life? What if every night before you went to bed, you would be so gosh darned excited about getting up the next day and do what you love to do? In fact, you would never, ever again use the word work to describe what you do. And many might be thinking that this is just too good to be true. Well, that describes me to a T ever since I connected with the wealth, the abundance inside that I've been speaking about this whole month of April. I did this when I established my business, Angel Healing House, in 2003. You see, I adore what I do, and I've never referred to it as work. I do not have days off from my business, as I don't long for them. I get so energized, and I get so excited as about sharing my gifts and my talents as an author, as a writer, as a radio TV host, and as an inspirational speaker and intuitive counselor. This is because 15 years ago, after searching and wondering what I would do when I grow up, I discovered who I am. And I discovered that who I am is in fact inextricably linked with what I love to do. As a result, ever since 2003, I have felt a wholeness, a completeness. I have felt prosperous, wealthy, by allowing myself this creative expression. It has been extraordinary how many clients of mine who have come to me depressed and unfulfilled. These clients all knew on some level what they loved doing when they were children. Many revealed to me that as children, they got lost for hours, whether that was painting or putting on costumes or making up plays or helping others or devoting themselves to music or writing or dancing. You know, when I was a child, I used to get lost for hours and hours as I excitedly wrote and created the most wildly creative stories and tales. My parents told me that I lived in another world of my imagination. I love sharing my stories with people, and then I would take my stories and I would put on plays with my friends and my younger brothers. Okay, I must admit that my younger brothers were not always as enthusiastic in participating as I was, but then again, an older sister can be quite persuasive. Now, as I got older, instead of pursuing what I creatively loved to do, which was writing, I listened to very practical advice of others. You know, when my career counselor in school heard that I wanted to be a writer, she said to me, "How are you ever going to make money doing that? You can't do that. What, are you going to be a starving writer?" And she told me to do something sensible with my life, like becoming a primary school teacher. You should become a nurse or a receptionist, or you should become a secretary. Well, I went on to become a wonderful primary school teacher. I was also a very anorexic and wonderfully depressed teacher, as I was living someone else's representation of what my life should look like. As I had given up control of who I was, I sought to gain control over some portion of my life through food issues. I basically silenced the fullness, the wealth, and the riches of my excitement within, and I was literally and figuratively starving without this creative expression. Having dimmed my light, I then drew to myself a controlling, abusive marriage that continued to snuff the light and the life out of me for 26 years. And to find out more about this harrowing part of my journey, and how I found the light again to create my now heaven on earth existence, you can purchase a copy of my amazing number one Amazon International best-selling autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which is available on not only on Amazon in print form, but you can now purchase and listen, download and listen to the audiobook on audible.com. You know, once I started living my own life and making my own empowered choices, amazing gifts and abilities started to be experienced. For nearly 15 years, through my wonderful business, I have excitedly written books, created presentations, radio programs, seminars, workshops, meditations. I've helped clients locally, nationally, and internationally to break down the programming beliefs and fears to regain that childhood enthusiasm and passion for life once again. You know, over those 15 years, many of my clients who were emotionally and physically unwell were also no longer excited by some or all aspects of their lives, for they, too, had shut down their creative spark within themselves. Everyone, each one of us is so special and unique. We are like snowflakes. No two of us is exactly alike. But what we do have in common is that we know when we're not happy. What makes us stay in areas of our lives that have ceased to be fulfilling and joyful for us is the programming and the belief and fear that somehow we're not allowed to be, to do, and to have exactly what we desire. Now, the majority of times, this is brought about because we are following what we were taught to do and what we were told is best for us. And in these days of enlightenment and awareness, the world is waking up to realize that the prescribed ways of doing things in the past simply do not work anymore. As a child being born in the 50s, with so many experienced scarcity and shortage around the Depression and World War II, many of us were programmed, you get a secure job. You hold on to it forever, no matter what it was, even if you hated it, even if it made you physically ill, even if somebody at work was sexually harassing you, abusing, and you felt it was soul-destroying. You hung on to that job. You retired at age 65 to go home to die. In fact, many of the tried and true ways that people had been able to promote themselves and their business no longer work in this shifting world. By making different choices from this incarcerating and debilitating way of thinking, many of us are creating an energetically different paradigm for ourselves as we are following our own rules on how to live, and this includes what we choose to passionately and creatively do. Each and every one of us can awaken to our own version of heaven on earth as we begin to comprehend that life certainly is not about promoting ourselves. As the universe already knows how spectacular, how unique and special, how successful and divine each one of us is. Life in the new age is about allowing ourselves to live in joy and bliss as we passionately create for creation's sake. I just said to somebody that, this spark, this creative spark that each of us has inside of ourselves was placed in our soul. It was co-created there by God and ourselves to bring forth and is such an integral puzzle piece of bringing life to the planet. You know, this is very different. This is a very different concept. And in many ways, it's more a case of living joyfully than rather doing just business, which when you dissect the word business, it can be broken down to busy, B-U-S-I or B-U-S-Y, busyness. By putting our emphasis on that creativity, on our passion, on our enthusiasm, on that spark of the divine which has been seeded in our souls, we take our efforts off of trying to control and how to promote ourselves. When again, you don't have to promote yourself because the universe already knows you're a success. You know, take that vision off of sales, off of numbers, off of logarithms. And in this way, the universe is able to, it's given 100% free rein on bringing us the answers to fulfilling the intentions and the desires in our heart by bringing in limitless, miraculous ways with synchronistic connections and opportunities in answer to the longings in our heart. Stop telling the universe how and when and dictating out of a limited expectation and attachment as to what would happen to open up to that myriad of miracles that have the possibility of happening for us. I love this particular quote. The Buddha became enlightened only after he had done all that he could have done and he had given up. In other words, he surrendered. When we give up our expectation and attachments as to the usual that business, in quotes, should or has to come to us, then God and the angels have complete freedom to send us people in the most unrestricted and sometimes convoluted of ways. Okay, for instance, I have gained more clients by treating myself to a pedicure, something which I absolutely love, instead of sitting in my office wondering how to advertise and promote my business. Last time I treated myself, I sat down in the nail salon. I sat down next to a pair of sisters getting their nails done for their sister's wedding. We chatted up a storm, and they both ended up booking sessions with me, and then each one referred more people to me. It was like a vein had opened up in a gold mine. Now, why? Well, I believe my vibrations and my energies were so bright, and they were so joyful getting my nails done, that the universe then equaled that brightness and that joy and filled my previously set intentions and prayers about how can I be of service? Please show me, God, how can I be of service? And then let go of the way, the expectation as to how that should have happened. Remember, the universe, God and the angels, they do not work in straight lines. And it doesn't work rationally and logically. The more we follow the barometer of joy in our hearts and we let go of the so-called prescribed ways of doing things and how things should work out, there's that word should again, then God and the angels can work unrestricted, limitless possibilities of magic and miracles to occur in our lives. The one thing that has increased my business and others' awareness of me more than anything else was allowing myself to have the F word. The F word is fun. In this global age of enlightenment, we fill our desires and intentions with our creativity. They're filled with our fun and our joy, things that make us feel alive. My clients are able to turn their lives around because they take their focus off of external abundance, which a lot of people just look at as money, and put their focus on their abundant nature, which is inherently wealthy and full of pure potential inside of each one of us, by making their creativity, passion, and fun their number one priority. Each and every one of us knows what truly makes us happy, and it ignites our spark of creativity within us. You know, I think more than anything else, I help people to proactively turn their lives around by helping them stop working so hard and encourage them to do what they adore. Because when we do what we adore, it ceases to become work, and our lives flow with ease and grace, and the difficulty becomes almost non-existent as we can't wait to get up and do what we love doing. Each and every one of us really truly knows what makes us happy. By helping others to imagine and visualizing a fulfilling life outside of their current box they find themselves in, they then open to perceive a different opportunities which can manifest in their lives. The sad part of all of this is that the box that we so often find ourselves in is a box of our own making, and we are the ones who continue to keep ourselves captured inside. And though I've helped many people with the same exact concern, there was one particular client that demonstrated the clearest correlation between feeling abundant and excitement and physical well-being. Lauren, now this is not her real name, but let's call this client Lauren. Lauren was a beautiful, creative, and highly intelligent young lady. She was also exhausted, depressed, and had lost all motivation. After her first year at college, she had to quit her studies. During our session together, when I asked her what she loved doing, her face lit up as she told me that she loved fashion. She loved to design clothes. Her earliest memories were those of sewing patterns for clothes for her dolls and even the big family cat. This childhood passion followed her throughout her teens as she sketched original designs and she sewed clothes for her friends and herself. Although it was blatantly clear how much joy she received from sewing and designing, well, her father had other ideas as to what Lauren would do in her future. Her father was a lawyer, and he had told Lauren that as soon as she received her law degree, that she would work in his law practice. Although she was not interested at all in the law, she didn't want to disappoint her father, and she reluctantly applied to law schools. She told me that as soon as she began to get accepted, she started to feel ill, and her physical symptoms got worse. In fact, once she went to college, she was in and out of the infirmary more times than she could count or remember. Completely exhausted towards the end of her first year, she was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. You know, when you break it down on a deep emotional level, chronic fatigue syndrome is tired of being so profoundly sad. To help improve her immune system with Reiki treatments, she came to my healing practice. I asked her to close her eyes and I said, imagine that you have all the certification, all the money, all the connections in the world. What would you be doing? Well, without a moment of hesitation, she said, I would be designing clothes. She went on to tell me that she had a reoccurring dream that she was behind the scenes at a fashion show and that the people in her dream were speaking Italian. I told her that with each passing day that she was not fulfilling her heart's desires. She was denying who she was, and her body was reacting with illness, despair, and exhaustion because of the continued sadness in her unfulfilled heart. I explained to her that if she started to make movement toward researching fashion design schools, then the universe would pick up her excited energies and send her opportunities, people, and connections to help fulfill her excited intentions. By the end of the session, Lauren's whole demeanor had changed. She was sitting upright, she was animated and excited about stepping forth on the path by making her love of fashion and designing a reality, even if it meant disappointing her father's dream for her. It was several years later that I did receive a letter and a photo of Lauren at a fashion show in Milan, Italy. She told me that once she decided to quit law school and to enroll in a fashion design school, her symptoms of illness magically began to disappear. The simple reason for this was because Lauren was happy. She was fulfilled and joyous as she was living her own dreams and not someone else's. When Lauren thought about designing fashion, she felt whole and complete. And as a result of that, her soul felt fulfilled, wealthy, and prosperous. So, listeners, viewers, please do take a moment on this last show where we've shown how important abundance is in all of our lives. Please do take a moment to reflect on what you're doing with your life and possibly where you've forgotten to employ your enthusiasm, your excitement, your creative expression in your life. And when I went to the cards and when I picked another animal card to give us a little bit more of a guidance, the animal that came running in and wagging its tail was dog. We haven't had dog yet. Hello, dog. In order for many of us to find the courage to no longer work at jobs that are soul-destroying and dishonoring for us, we must be a loyal and trusting friend to ourselves, all qualities that dog has in mind. So it's really so important for each and every one of us to have that courage. We must be a loyal and trusting friend to ourselves, all qualities that dog has in great abundance. Just like dog displays a fierce instinct to protect, we really must be prepared to defend what we know and feel in our hearts and believe in when it comes to our happiness, when it comes to our fulfillment in our work or careers. He's barking to alert us to be faithful and true to ourselves and let our enthusiasm and our passion and our creative joy be the instinct to guide us through life. And what's that, dog? Okay, one more thing he wants to add. And lastly, he is saying, just like the dog, be your own best friend. So thank you, dog, for all of your wisdom and coming in to help us. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be taking some of those callers for that free angel reading with myself and my beautiful angelic family, the Posse of Angels. If you want a free reading, please do call in on 1-800-930-2819. And we'll see you after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. And as I said in the beginning of the program, welcome back to the last show in April. I cannot even believe that we are going into May next week. And where we find ourselves, just briefly before I get to those callers, where we find ourselves in the collective consciousness, those awakened and those who have shifted, is that we find ourselves at an amazing precipice. We have stopped denying our souls and staying in relationships that were not serving us for the highest degree. We have not been at work or done, you know, any kind of profession that abused us or diminished our soul and diminished our light. We have cleared up so many things, our diets, our mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. And now we find ourselves at a whole new stepping off point. As we go forward, the new moon in Aries being a fiery, courageous, empowered, strong energy, moving us forward, to be assertive, to be forward, to believe in ourselves and have courage. Mercury retrograde, getting out of its shadow phase, and certainly, sort of going into the rebirthing and the new phase of our life as we go into the spring and into the summer months. Don't dictate to the universe what needs to come in for you, and release all expectations. Do release all attachments so that the universe can synchronistically, magically, and miraculously answer the intentions in your heart, and let go as to what should, because there are no shoulds, and has to happen. There's only the serving the divine inside of each of us, because each of us has a divine eternal nature. And once we connect with that, then this joy and this passion of serving the abilities, our gifts, and our talents, and sharing that with the world, we shine our brightest. So let's go to our first caller. We have Stephanie in New York. Hello, Stephanie. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Oh, you're very welcome. What's going on in your world?
So when I was deciding, I don't know if you remember, like about a year ago, which doctor to go to, there were, I think, two or three that I was thinking about. And the angels suggested the one that my cousin had suggested. And I made a mistake and I went to some other doctor, which I think later on they said was fine. And then since I moved,
Can I just jump in here and say there are no mistakes?
Sure.
Don't, because mistakes, okay. the word mistake makes us feel bad, okay? There are no mistakes. If you needed to go to this doctor in order to strengthen your intuition, in order to learn by contrast what you don't want, then it was an important lesson. So go on.
Oh, thank you for that. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was the doctor she had suggested, but I just, but yes, okay. I did learn some things from going. And so since I've moved this December, I keep thinking about how I'm like walking distance to the one that was suggested. There were two my cousin had suggested, one that she had gone to, but they don't take my insurance, and then the other one, which is walking distance. And then, the last few weeks, I kept thinking about it even more, like feeling this strong feeling about them, like to check it out. But I was sort of concerned because I definitely don't have the money for it right now. And then I just happened to have a feeling to look at my cousin's Instagram recently. Mm-hmm. We're not close and we don't follow each other on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was across the street from where I was recovering after my surgery and even saw me in the wheelchair, but never called, never stopped by. Like, we're not close. And I've heard her talk about me behind my back badly at a funeral. But then I saw, so she did the health coach training that I did maybe like a year before. And I saw that she was very excited because this place just got a big amount of money invested in them, like $10 million, mm-hmm. and they're expanding. And so she was just hired to work there as a health coach. And right. at first I was really upset, especially when I read her bio, which wasn't really honest, because mm-hmm. I was like, that's the place I would love to be at. But right. now she's there. So, but it had like a strong effect on me. And now I feel like maybe, so I don't know. I kept feeling like I should bring it up this week and see. Also, there was a talk I was going to go to there early May, but now I'm like, I'm not really sure I'm comfortable even going to that as just someone participating. And then she's there, someone who works there, and it's a job that I would like to have, but
right.
And I don't even know if I would want to pursue applying because she's there. And it's just sort of like a mess of emotions.
Okay.
And I was wondering right. what the angels had to say.
Well, they're saying that, a lot of times we get, are you there? Hello,
yeah,
Stephanie? Okay. A lot of times we get this feeling that, it's not that we're do something, but get this feeling of making forward movement to a certain place. And we think, we start to jump up to our very linear, limited minds, and we start to think, why? And we try to figure it out when all we need to do is go back to our hearts and take that excited step forward. Maybe you'll meet somebody that's going to be, you know, sort of very pivotal, a connection or give you an opportunity at this talk. You know, the Posse of Angels are saying your intuition got excited for a reason, and you don't have to figure out that reason. But they're saying a very positive yes when it comes to making forward movement to going there. Okay.
What are you mean going for the talk?
Yes.
And what about for applying for a job there? Or oh, there's my cousin would help me.
They're saying yes. They're saying, why wouldn't you do that? Because once you go there, maybe you'll be given, maybe it won't be for the job, or maybe it'll lead to another job somewhere else, which is better. You know, maybe it pays better, or maybe the working situations will be better. There'll be more like-minded people at another place. You know, all you need to do is take baby steps. I love what, I think it was Martin Luther King said, you don't need to see the whole staircase in order to make the next step. And really, because we're spiritual beings having a human experience, we're on a need-to-know basis. All we need to do is take the next step, and then the next step will appear for us. You know, life can't support us over there if we're here. You know, take that step, be excited about it, and every time you make that step, say, I am protected. If I wouldn't be protected, then I ask for the protection from the angels, and if you're not supposed to be there because you are not be protected, they will create some blockages or obstacles, or something will happen to obstruct your way there. So you're always protected, you're always guided, and the greatest barometer that we have, Steph, and people, 99.9% of people will deny because they'll feel that excitability. It'll give them tingles and goosebumps or goose shivers or whatever you want to call that. And then they'll say, well, you know, they'll rationalize, oh, I can't go there because of somebody else, or I don't want to go there, or logically try to figure it out when we keep shutting that door. And who knows? Who knows what will come up as a result of that? So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. But definitely, the Posse of Angels are saying yes, a definite yes for you to go there. And it certainly might lead to a job, or it certainly might lead to different information for you to then, you know, show you another avenue, another gold. Oh, I call it a vein in a gold mine, which opens up for new, you know, opportunities for you. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. One, two, three. Okay. Your first card is the King of Spring. Okay, so the King of Spring is that that energy that's fiery, that energy that is forward moving, is assertive. And so they're saying, yes, believe in yourself, believe that there's only that which you desire, and have the courage. Have the courage to say, all of life is a journey. All of life is an adventure. And we have the best compass in the world is our enthusiasm and our excitement. Because if once we get excited about that, then they're saying, step forward in this Aries energy. And really, the Posse of Angels are saying that with this Aries energy, our enthusiasm, our excitement, our passion, and our creativity, once you put all that together, then the inspired action forward, we really can't put a step wrong. Next card for you. Woo! You got two spring cards, and they're saying that if you do not compromise that which you love doing and excites you, then you get the opportunity card. The eight of spring brings in very quickly those opportunities. It's also an eight number, which could be 8 days, 8 weeks, or eight, you know, it could be August 8th. It could be on the 8th. All I know is that eights are very lucky numbers. Eights are very lucky numbers because they're about our abundance, about our wealth and our prosperity. So it may very well be pointing to a job. And then you get the Knight of Pentacles. This is the getting a job or an opportunity that comes in that seeds some kind of long-term relationship, because the Knight of Pentacles is a plotter. He's very slow moving. He's very thorough. But it's something which cements something in a long term. So these are wonderful cards in regard to what you asked about moving forward and there being a possible career that's going to come out of it. So or a job. So I hope that's been helpful for you. I'm going to go now and take our next caller. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Have a beautiful day. Take care. Bye bye. And so many of us are about to step into those miraculous, magical, and synchronistic opportunities and connections. And also with Uranus featuring in May. Now, Uranus is the planet of the unexpected happening for us to promote us, to support us, to encourage us. Things coming seemingly out of the blue, but they've been underneath the surface where with your own angels and guides have been connecting things to answer the fulfillment of those intentions in your heart. Let's go to our next caller. We have Beth in California. Beth, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing divine. Good morning. How are you?
I am very, very well. And how is it in your neck of the woods?
It's beautiful today. It's in the 70s and it's sunny and it's beautiful and just a really lovely day. Lovely, lovely
yes.
day.
Well, it's
you?
Beautiful and lovely because it really doesn't matter what the weather is, because it's the inside of us that radiates out and is creating our reality. And if at any stage you look through your physical vision and you don't like what you've created in your reality, you can always, with your perceptions and your attitudes, you can always change that reality of yours by changing the energy within. So I'm not surprised that you're looking out on a lovely, beautiful day.
Yes, I have so much love in my life. I just wanted to know if the angels had a message for me in regards to my next step, if there's some kind of guidance.
Okay. Well, they're showing me, they're showing me you loving, absolutely loving. You're a central figure and you have people around you. You have people around you. It's, and in the background, there are people not well, they're adults, let's say, adults, and in the front, it looks like there are children, and it looks like you're in a school, you're in a school setting, and they're saying you're sitting on a little chair, and you're reading to the children, and they look to be whether teachers or parents or, in a school setting, and you are answering questions from the children. I don't know if you've ever considered, oh my gosh, am I getting goosebumps? My nose is getting goosebumps. Goodness me. I don't know if I've ever had goosebumps on the tip of my nose, but they're saying that you are such a big child at heart, and you're able to simplify things in such a beautiful way that to get across to the children on their level to bring these spiritual knowledge and spiritual truths to them and make it so accessible to them. They're also using the and tables. They're saying, "Can you hear me? Can you hear me?"
No, I couldn't. I can now. I couldn't for a minute there.
Okay. They're also using the word myths and legends and fables, and they're saying your work. I think they're showing me your books. The content of your book is told like a myth or a fable, or a legend that passes on the spiritual content, the spiritual knowledge in such a way that it stays with people and it really enhances them, kind of like fairy tales in much a way. So I don't know whether you've ever considered, taking your work into schools. And if that's your intention, oh my gosh, the posse of angels are saying you will be amazed what will come in for you because there's so many opportunities to work with schooling now. I know we have a very dear friend that we met in Carmel, California, and she is the head of Transcendental Meditation community, and that they're taking Transcendental Meditation into schools. And now the research showing that those children who meditate, there's diminished bullying in the schools, and they're healthier, and their attitude to work, and they concentrate better. So the posse of angels are getting my legs are still buzzing. They're started getting very excited.
I'm covered in goosebumps. I'm covered in God bumps, and I got tears running down my face. So.
Oh my gosh! They're saying it's like they're showing me you with a big, like a big maiden's hat, like a pointy, not like a witch's hat, but it has ribbons coming off of it, like you're the story lady, and that you're imparting this wonderful wisdom that can help children and sort of the quality of their life, and knowing that how special they are, how empowered they are, and how they have a unique special gift to impart to the world. Let's see what I'm very excited now to see what comes out in the cards. Oh my gosh.
Yay, me too.
Yay. Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh, what a beautiful herald of spring. How many spring cards have we had? This is the page of spring. And the page of spring is bringing in messages of a proposal. Now, that could be a proposal from a principal to read your books to children. That could be a proposal to create a program for children on, those spiritual gifts that they have. It's some kind of message. The more you say to the universe, oh my gosh, I love children and I'd love to work with them. Please bring me opportunities to to shine to the world and radiate my books, what I do, and to be able to serve others, because that's the highest form that we could ever hope for, is to serve God. So the first one is heralding the page of spring, and the spring is your gifts, your ideas, and your vision, and your creativity of sharing that with the world. Your next card is the Four of Spring. So spring is a really important time, and the spring is wands. This is the celebration card. There are many, I've often said this, there are many celebration cards in the tarot deck, but there's only one that heralds a celebration because of hard work and diligence to what you believe in. And you have diligently brought forth your books. You have diligently served the divine by helping others find their light inside. And now these dancing people are celebrating. They're celebrating your hard work and creating opportunities and connections to bringing that forth even more. The next card for you, well, it couldn't be any more clear, is the Ace. And that's the beginning. This is the Ace of winter in this card. And winter is the Ace of Swords. And the Swords are all about our mental clarity on what it is that we that would most serve us at this moment. You know, many of us have built a foundation over the last 5, 10, 15, 20, some people even longer. But now we're working with God and the angels to tweak what we are doing and making that the most enjoyable for us. It might be from having one-on-one clients and channeling us into a new direction. And they're saying, oh my gosh, the marriage. This is often the marriage card. The Four of Spring is often the marriage card. And they're saying marrying Beth with children is like a perfect combination coming together, and the sum of the parts is greater than the whole. So taking that joy of the children and putting the joy of Beth and putting them together, that creates miracles on the planet. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
It's been amazing because it actually just confirmed something about my screenplay, because it is a classroom setting with children and playful and joyful, and it just confirming what I thought, what I needed to go move forward with. So it's beautiful and perfect.
Oh my gosh, many of us, and I know I know that you are wiggling, just like I've spoken on this program many times before about my childishness and my wiggle and how I'm getting very excited. It's not that I'm not excited about my life now, but I know many of us are on that precipice. And when Uranus comes in your life and wham, presenting something which gets us excited, and then we're off. We're off tweaking what we love doing. And it's going to make such an amazing difference in our lives, in the lives of others, and the energy on the planet. So I'm wishing you an absolutely even more gorgeous day than you already have. And just saying, I love you and God bless you.
Love you dearly, Angel, and so appreciate you and so blessed to have you on the planet.
Thank you, sweetheart. We'll talk later. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. And with that said, that just about wraps the show up for today. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, can be heard and seen on Facebook Live every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and on this lovely platform of Transformation Talk Radio. And also remember, if you would like more information on my books, on Angels of Faith, about my two near-death experiences, about One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, about my five most important past lives and what I did in the afterlife between those lives, and the sequel to One True Home, which is my number one Amazon best-selling autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. To find out how you can purchase those on Amazon and Audible.com, please go to angelhealinghouse.com. And remember, everyone, to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this week. Take care. Love and angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye, everyone.